Aiden Teal able to battle the lights and camp underneath it to make the catch. Four-run eighth inning. Seven sent to the plate here for Wausau. It is 17-1 Woodchucks right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
First pitch, the bottom of the eighth inning from Seth Blossom to Kyler McIntosh, misses the zone for ball one. Rafters Woodchucks on WFHR for Wausau, 17 runs on 18 hits and no errors. A run on 2 hits and 2 errors for the Rafters. 1-0 delivery, foul tip from McIntosh into the glove of Bryce Hubbard. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio on locally grown radio. Back in the Winterfield press box. 1-1 to the Rafters, shortstop misses inside. 4 runs in the top of this 8th inning off Josh Opiola in his Northwoods League and Rafters debut. The 2-1. Fouled away by Kyler down the first base side. Count 2-2 now. McIntosh in the ballgame 0-2. Flew out to left field to lead off the third. Lined out to center. His last time up in the bottom of inning 5. The 2-2. Fastball, slow roller to short. Charging in Shahan, squares it up, fields it cleanly, and throws to first in time. It's a 6-3 put out of McIntosh to begin the bottom of the eighth inning. Ben Lloyd 0-1 in 2 plate appearances this evening in his Winterfield debut. He reached on a 6-pitch walk back in the third, struck out swinging on a slider in the 5th inning. Being from Travis Lutz, the starter tonight for Wausau, going 5 strong. First pitch to Lloyd, right down the heart of the plate, is there for a called strike. Top of the order on deck with Mason Onati. Aiden Teal will follow the Rafters DH. The 0-1. Missing up and away to even the count at a ball and a strike on the Kenosha, Wisconsin native. The 1-1. Fastball missing up. Lloyd ahead in the count now at 2 balls and a strike. And 94 on that fastball from the flamethrower, Clausen. The 2-1. Tapper on the ground, left side. Softly hit, charging in Fisher. The throw to first is in time. It's a 5-3 put out of Fisher. Bang, bang play at first. Ben Lloyd thought he had it beat, as did Tom Zaglowski, the Rafter first base coach. Stead, two up, two down on a couple weak hit ground balls generated by Seth Clausen here in the eighth inning. Back to the top of the order with Mason Onati. First pitch to Mason Onati. A heater from Clausen that misses upstairs for ball one. Mason 0 for 3 in the ballgame. A pop out to second. Back in the bottom of the first inning. Struck out swinging in the third. And another pop out to second back in the sixth. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Another heater from Clausen. Count evens 1-1. Out of the windup, Clausen with 12 on the pitch clock. Rocks and fires. Goes off speed, but it misses the back door for ball two. There's Noah Marschke, the left-hander from Stevens Point. He's a recently graduated high school senior attending Madison College in the fall. Was warming up in the bullpen during that eighth inning. The 2-1 delivery misses to Onati for ball three. We'll see if it's Noah for the ninth inning. All signs point to the fact that it will be. Three balls, one strike, two outs, bases empty. The next pitch to Onati, swung on and missed. Count now full on the Rafter DH. The 3-2, missing upstairs for ball four. Sixth pitch walk to Onati. He's on the bases for the first time tonight. And the batter is Aiden Teal. Aiden Teal, last time up, got the Rafters on the board. A solo shot in the sixth, number six on the season. The Rafters center fielder that has been a staple in this lineup since he showed up toward the end of the first half of the season. Lawson originally out of the windup, having to step off the back of the rubber to adjust himself out of the stretch on the first base side of the slab. Hands at the belt buckle, first pitch to Teal. Off speed missing, low and inside for ball one. Looking at Teal's numbers entering today, continuing to say him, this is his 30th game in the Northwoods League this summer for Wisconsin Rapids, a 421 hitter. 107 at-bats is Aiden. It's the 1-0 fastball missing upstairs for ball two. Now 29 runs driven in on the season. Mentioned in the pregame show, he got his 10th double last night from Athletic Park. Now he's gotten hits in his last three games, four hits in his last five. The 2-0 fastball is on the outside corner for a called strike. The other hit for Wisconsin Rapids tonight, a leadoff single in the bottom of inning five from Orlando Lordoy, making a four-game hitting streak for the Panama City native. The 2-1. Bounced in, blocked by Hubbard. Another 3-1 count here for Seth Clausen in the bottom of the eighth inning. Perfect hitter's count for Teal, looking for one pitch and one pitch only, the 3-1. He gets that fastball, but it's fouled back to the screen. Visibly frustrated is Aiden after just missing that one. It is now a full count. Onati on first. He'll be motoring on the pitch here from Seth Clausen. Three, two, got him swinging. Fastball on the outside corner. Teal unable to connect. Clausen faces one over the minimum here in the eighth inning, issuing a walk to Mason Onati, but he's left on the bags. We're through eight from Winter Field, Wausau 17, Wisconsin Rapids 1, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top nine here in Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids and the Woodchucks here on WFHR. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio, returning to you here in the Winterfield Press Box. First pitch of the inning to Colin Brueggemann, misses low and outside for ball one. It is Noah Marschke, the left-handed pitcher, committed to Madison College in the fall. Just graduated high school from Stevens Point back in the spring. Spash High School was the conference player of the year his sophomore and senior year. As the 1-0 swung on and missed on a breaking ball to Colin Brueggemann. Marschke played some first base as well in high school and is the youngest player the Rafters will have this season. 17 runs on 18 hits and no errors for the Woodchucks. A run on 2 hits and 2 errors for the Rafters. One inning for Josh Opiola in his Northwoods League and Rafters debut. 24 pitches thrown, 4 hits allowed, 4 earned runs, a walk, and no strikeouts for the fellow Stevens Point native and Bryant and Stratton College product. 2-1 the count on Brueggemann. Colin, his 6th home run of the season, hit today in the 4th inning. One of the 3 knocks the Oklahoma State Cowboys picked up. 2-1, rolled over on the ground, right side, gloved by Ben Lloyd at second base. He'll throw to first in time. One up, one down for Marschke in his Northwoods League and Rafters debut here in the top of the ninth. Bryce Hubbard, hitless in the ballgame, but he has scored once. That came back in that 8-run third inning. 8 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the sixth, 2 in the seventh, and 4 in the eighth for Wausau. 1 run for Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of inning 6, a solo home run for Maiden Teal. First pitch from Marschke to Bryce Hubbard, and this is low and away for ball 1. Marschke, the 5th different pitcher used today for Wisconsin Rapids, the 2nd lefty. 3 arms used today for Corey Thompson's Woodchucks, all right-handers. The 1-0. This is out in the right-handed batter's box on a fastball for ball 2 on the catcher, Hubbard. Bottom 9 for Rapids, it'll be the 3-4-5 spots. Jorge Degatti, Chris Arroyo, and Walker Buchanan. We'll see if it's actually those 3 hitters, or if Kirk Schreider will dig to his bench and pick up some at-bats for the guys who did not start tonight. 2-0 breaking ball on the outside corner called a strike. How about that from the 18-year-old left-hander? Shows real maturity and poise to have confidence to go to an off-speed delivery down in a count 2-0 to a very good hitter in Bryce Hubbard. The 2-1. Another off-speed. Speared on the ground left side to Gotti, the third baseman, to his left, throws to first. Safer out at first. We haven't gotten the call from Ryan Starks. Now he calls him out. Bryce Hubbard tripped over the bag. He was looking at him at first, and I want to believe Ryan Starks realized, oh, wait, I have a job to do, and he does call him out. 2-up, 2-down here in the ninth inning. A couple of ground outs for Marschke, and the batter is Samuel Fisher. two-hit ball game for Fisher, collecting those knocks in each of his last two plate appearances. RBI single for Fisher back in the sixth inning. Also had a base hit to lead off the eighth. The first pitch just missing outside to Fisher, count 1-0. Marshy getting all left-handed hitters at least to begin his ninth inning here. The 1-0. Off-speed missing low and away for ball two on the FIU product. Some more action in the Raptor bullpen down the line. That is Brandon Scott, the Hillsdale College product. So the 2-0 breaking ball misses inside for ball three on Fisher. Raptors appear to be falling to 30-30 in their first 60 games of the season. They'll remain three games over 500 in the second half as a 3-0 fastball is on the outside corner for a called strike. Count now 3-1. Max Solis Jr. on deck, then it's Christian Smith-Johnson. The 3-1 pitch misses away for ball four. It's a five-pitch walk to Fisher. It'll bring up Solis Jr., the first right-handed batter Marshke faces in this inning. A no-doubt two-run jack for Solis Jr. an inning ago, his eighth of the season. His second in as many games, getting one in each of the ball games in this home-and-home series with Wisconsin Rapids. Out of the stretch, middle of the slab, Marshke rocks and fires. Fastball right in there for a called strike. Marshke will throw his 15th pitch of the inning right here in an 0-1 count to the Auburn Tiger. Over at first, 8 on the pitch clock, he rocks and fires. Goes heater again, and it misses high. Polaris to Crumbly to Smoot to Opiola, and now Marshke on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1. Fastball missing outside for ball two. Wausau will remain in first place for another night, regardless of what happens in the Madison game this evening. A 2-1 fastball from Marshke misses up and away. The Mallards trail it in the top of the ninth at Simmons Field. 8-7 at Kingfish. Kenosha looking to get just two games under 500 in the second half. The 3-1. This is up and away for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued from Marshke. With two down here in the ninth inning, it'll bring up Christian Smith-Johnson. Mike Spears jogging out to the hill. With Brandon Scott warming up in the bullpen, we'll see if this is a hook for Marshke or if he's going to give him a chance to get Christian Smith-Johnson out. Another high-scoring affair in lacrosse. It's a football score at Copeland Park. Top of the seventh inning, the Loggers lead the Express 17-7. 14 hits. For lacrosse tonight, Loggers getting 9 in that first frame. Marshke will stay in the ball game. Smith-Johnson, a three-hit contest for the Texas A&M Corpus Christi product. A pair of doubles for Smith-Johnson, those coming in the fourth and seventh innings. Last time up singled and scored an inning ago. Out on second is Fisher, Solis Jr. on first. Marshke set. First pitch to the right fielder. Swing and a miss. That one down to the dirt. Chasing away a Smith-Johnson. Count begins 0-1. Green Bay has the lead and a pretty handy one as well. Moonlight Grand Field, formerly known as Capco Park in Mequon. The Rockers 8, the Chinooks 2. A Raptors loss and a Green Bay win tonight moves the Rockers ahead of Wisconsin Rapids in the second half standings. They would be in third and the Raptors would fall to fourth. It's the 0-1 pitch to Smith-Johnson, misses downstairs. Kalamazoo finals it up in Hare-Bakersfield. They split that series with the Dock Spiders 7-4. It's the next delivery fouled off the mask of Casso. Count now a ball and two strikes. Count Castle getting a minute to recompose himself. Got his bell rung a bit there on that foul tip. Home plate umpire Henry Schmielwitz walking out a new baseball to Noah Marschke. Top nine in Bismarck. The Larks come back and are now leading the Rochester Honkers 7-5 the score. Bottom five, 6-5. Badlands leading St. Cloud at home. Dickinson Baseball Field. Traverse City held on in Kokomo, keeping their division lead in the Great Lakes East. 9-2 the final score against the Jackrabbits. The 1-2 here from Marschke to Smith-Johnson. On the inside corner, got him looking. Smith-Johnson down on strikes. It is a scoreless first inning of Northwoods League action for Noah Marschke. We head to the home half right here for Raptors baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And
attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first items displayed at the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau. And in 1868, you could buy and sell those goods, too. Today, it's considered one of the best fairs in the state. Big-name entertainments included with your admission. And you're invited to the Civic Media Truth Booth. Share your thoughts about the fair, living in the Wausau area, and more. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs July 30th to August 4th in Wausau. Enjoy. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom nine here in Rapids, 3-4-5 due up for the Raptors, and it is Jorge Degatti against the new pitcher of the ballgame for Wausau, Grant Parr. 17 runs on 18 hits and no errors for the Woodchucks, a run on two hits and two errors for Wisconsin. And Rapids. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio back here in the Winterfield Press Box on WFHR. First pitch from Parr to Jorge Degatti, misses outside for ball one. Degatti 0 for 2, three plate appearances today, drew a 5-pitch walk with two down back in the first inning. Parr throwing in his second game of the summer with Wausau. The 1-0 pitch misses inside. He worked a hitless and scoreless inning at home against Lakeshore on the 21st, 10 days ago, in a 15-6 victory. Two walks and a strikeout. He faced five hitters. He's a redshirt junior from Northeastern State University. The 2-0 fastball misses high to Jorge Degatti. Parr, a Tulsa, Oklahoma native. Seth Clawson, two hitless and scoreless innings, 29 pitches thrown, a walk and two strikeouts, and his second outing since rejoining the team as the 3-0 fastball right down the chute is called a strike. Noah Marschke, in his Northwoods League and Raptors debut, a scoreless ninth inning, walked two, left two on, struck out one and threw 22 pitches. The 3-1 to Degatti, fouled back off the glove of Hubbard. Count is now full on the Raptor third baseman. Rafters got their lone run in the bottom of inning six, a solo jack from Aiden Teal, his sixth of the season. Wausau's big inning in this one, an eight-run top of the third. The 3-2 is bounced in for ball four. Six-pitch walk to Jorge Degatti. We'll bring up Chris Arroyo. Chris Arroyo 0 for 3 last time up, a ground out to second base in the bottom of inning six. Struck out swinging in the fourth, popped out to the shortstop Vance Shahan back in the first. Rafters will fall to 0-6 against the Woodchucks in this regular season at Witter Field. They went 3-3 against Wausau on the road at Athletic Park. First pitch from the right-hander Pardo, Arroyo misses outside for ball one. Similar to the stat for the Rafters at Warner Park this year, 0-6 at the Duck Pond against Madison, but they were 5-1 against the Mallards here at this yard. The 1-0 to Arroyo misses outside for ball two. Travis Lutz, the starter tonight for Wausau, 5 scoreless, 1 hit allowed for the Bradley product. He walked 2 and struck out 7 and threw 66 pitches. As the 2-0 fastball misses high for ball 3 on Arroyo. From there, it was an inning from Jake Malloy. He allowed the home run from Aiden Teal. Seth Clawson, those 2 scoreless, and now it's par. 3 balls, no strikes, the next pitch. Misses up and away for ball 4. Back-to-back walks issued out by Parr here in the ninth inning. Walker Buchanan into the box with a couple on. Last time up, Buchanan went down swinging in the seventh against Clawson. Corey Thompson out of the Woodchuck dugout. The line might already be complete for Grant Parr, and it is. Corey, quick hook on the right-hander here in the ninth inning. He's not messing around with a 16-run lead. We'll be back in a couple minutes from this pitching change right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future.
The right-hander David Brown enters the ball game, a redshirt sophomore from Oklahoma College Tonkawa, and an Atoka, Oklahoma native right here on WFHR. Andy Ockham rejoining you here in the Witterfield press box. First pitch to Walker Buchanan, misses high for ball one. Grant Parr walked the first two of the inning and a quick hook from Corey Thompson. 17-1 our score in favor of the Woodchucks here at Witter Field. Six-pitch walk to Jorge Degatti and a four-pitch free pass to Chris Arroyo as the 1-0 delivery runs in and hits Buchanan. bases are full of rafters with nobody out here in the ninth. Orlando Lordoy has reached twice in the ballgame, has a chance to hit away here with the bases loaded. Brown on the first base side of the slab. First pitch to Lordoy. This is low for ball one. 10 pitches for par. Now each team using five arms in this ball game. The 1-0. Lordoy rips it on the ground. It's through into right field for a base hit. Degatti scores. Arroyo getting the wave around from third. He'll come in without a throw. It is back-to-back ball games with a two-run single for Orlando Lordoy. 17-3 the score here at Winter Field. Cannon to second, still nobody out, and the batter for the first time in this ball game is Gabe Casso. Righty on righty battle. First pitch to Casso. This is up for ball one. Gabe entered as a defensive substitution back in the eighth inning. The sophomore from Northampton Community College, playing in his seventh game with the Rafters this summer. One hit in his first 18 at-bats. The 1-0 on the outside corner is called a strike. Casso getting that knock in a 1-for-5 effort at La Crosse on Sunday the 21st. The final game before the All-Star break in which the Rafters won 14-2 from Copeland Park. The 1-1. This one blooped to short, caught by Cheyenne to second base, not in time. Almost a six unassisted double play. Buchanan diving back in safely. That is the first out of the inning. Kyler McIntosh to the plate. For the fourth time in this ball game, Kyler is 0-for-3. Last time up, led off the eighth with a ground out to the shortstop, Cheyenne. McIntosh playing in his 38th game as a position player this summer. He has made four appearances on the mound for the Raptors. First pitch to McIntosh, fouled straight back. Along with his ground out, McIntosh lined out to center in the fifth and flew out to left field back in the third. So Grant Parr's line is complete. No outs recorded in this frame, no hits allowed. Two earned runs on two walks and no punch outs. 0-1 delivery hit in the air, right center field. Max Galvin ranging into the gap to make the catch. Two down, runners on first and second, and the batter is Ben Lloyd. Lloyd, last time up, grounded out to third an inning ago. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Drew a six-pitch walk in the third. Brown set the first pitch to the NIU product, is on the outside corner for a called strike. Back to the top of the order, if we get on deck, that's Mason Onati. Be the fifth time around for the Raptors tonight. Brown's 0-1. Back to the outside corner and another called strike from the home plate umpire, Henry Schmielwitz. No balls, two strikes, runners on first and second. That's Buchanan on the two bag and Lordoy on first. The payoff pitch. Missing inside on a slider for ball one. Two runs in this inning on a Lordoy two-run single that cleared the right side. The 1-2. On the outside corner, got him looking, and that's the ball game. Two runs here in the bottom of the ninth for the Wisconsin Rapids. Rafters, they lose it 17-3. 17 runs, 18 hits, no errors for Wausau. Three runs on three hits and two errors tonight for the Rafters. We'll be back in about 5 minutes for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball. Right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different. But we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Tough one here tonight at Witter Field. The Rafters drop a contest to the Wausau Woodchucks by a final score of 17-3. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio, back on WFHR, your home for all 70 Raptor games this summer. Wausau got the scoring started in this one. 8 runs in the top of the third inning. They sent 12 to the plate. They added 2 more in the fourth inning on a 2-run homer from their first baseman, Colin Brigham, number 6 on the season for the Oklahoma State Cowboy. Another run in the sixth inning for the Wausau Woodchucks came on an RBI single for Sam Fisher, making it 11-0 before Aiden Teal got the Raptors on the board in the home half of that inning, a solo home run to right field, his 6th of the season. 2 more for the Woodchucks in the top of the 7th, and they added 4 in the 8th inning before 2 more from Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of the 9th off the bat of Orlando Lordoy. A multi-hit game for the Faulkner product and returning Raptor from a summer ago. 17 runs on 18 hits, no errors, and 9 left on the bases for Wausau. 3 runs on 3 hits, 2 errors, and 6 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. Kenji Pilaris got the start and the loss tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 2/3 innings pitched for the California State Northridge product. He allowed 6 hits, all 8 of those runs in the third inning. He walked 3 and struck out 3 on 74 pitches. A guy who had been so sharp this season for Wisconsin Rapids in his first 5 outings and 20 innings pitched. He had an ERA under 2 entering tonight. Then it was Dakota Crumbly in his Witterfield debut. The right-hander threw an inning and a third and allowed 2 earned runs on 2 hits while walking 1 and striking out 2. Jacob Smoot then shouldered the load in garbage time out of the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. The left-hander threw 3 scoreless, also making his Witterfield debut, allowing 6 hits. Josh Opiola made his Northwoods League debut, the right-hander from Stevens Point and Bryant and Stratton College. He allowed those 4 runs in the top of the 8th inning before Noah Marschke worked a scoreless top of the 9th. The high school senior, the youngest player the Raptors are going to have on their team this summer, just graduated from Spash in the spring and is committed to Madison College this upcoming school year. He walked 2 in the 9th inning but stranded them both. Travis Lutz from Peoria, Illinois and Bradley University got the 5-inning start tonight for Corey Thompson's Woodchucks and the victory, allowing just 1 hit, walking 2 and striking out 7 on 66 pitches. From there, it was an inning from Jake Malloy, 2 shutout from Seth Clausen. Grant Parr faced the first two hitters in the 9th inning and he walked them. Immediate hook from Corey Thompson and David Brown came in and got the final 3 outs. Time of the game here tonight, 2 hours, 59 minutes, 856 fans in attendance at Witter Field, 90 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. This was a crucial game for the Raptors entering tonight with a second half record of 15 wins and 11 losses and an overall record of 30-29. They now fall to 15-12 in second half play and 30-30 on the season. The Woodchucks improved to 18 wins and 7 losses and hold their second half division lead, even though they already won the first half of the season. And they get their 44th win of the campaign at 44-15. Wisconsin Rapids also leapfrogged in the division tonight by Green Bay. The Rockers were able to take down Lakeshore at Moonlight Graham Field. Just 3 back entering tonight with the Raptors. If they were able to beat Wausau and sweep this home-and-home series, they would be just 2 out of first place. Instead, they remain behind the 8-ball with Kalamazoo coming to town tomorrow for a 2-game series. It is the 1st of August and a 6:35 first pitch right here on WFHR. You can catch the pregame show around 6:25 with myself, Andy Yakim, for game 61 of our Northwoods League season. Once again, 17-3, the final score tonight. Wausau defeating Wisconsin Rapids in the final regular season matchup between the two teams this season. Thank you so much for tuning into this presentation of Raptor Baseball, whether on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your civic media apps. It's WFHR and it's locally grown radio. Andy Ockham signing off for now from Winter Field. We will catch you tomorrow night here in Wisconsin Rapids.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
time because it's so, so important. It's 51% of the population here is women.
Yeah, well, and you were talking earlier about feeling more engaged in politics and seeing your spot in it. And we're finding Native people finding that more often. And I would love to get more Native women and more non-binary folks that feel comfortable in female-centered spaces. We also need that representation for our Two-Spirit family. And we will be opening up our applications on Labor Day for our class of 2025. I've already been talking to several really amazing Native women leaders that I hope will join us. We have two Native women in our current class, and I'm hoping next year we get three, because we had one in my first class. So just keep building that. The work that electeds do, I mean, it could be such a boon to tribal communities, and having people on that side of the equation that understand what tribal sovereignty means and understand that working with tribes and tribal governments is the same as working with comparable to working with county governments, state governments, and, you know, across different governmental bodies, and treating, you know, Native electeds with the same respect that they treat their peers, because they are peers. Right. And, you know, I'm just really excited to see, and I'm hoping that, you know, the excitement from this election helps us, and we can get some more Native people, Native men, women, and non-binary folks on ballots on, you know, spring elections next year, you know, running for school board, running for, you know, your town council, etc., county boards, you know, let's get more of us in there.
Absolutely. And I got my Kamala doll here, my action figure here. And so thank you so much, Urbina. We just enjoy having you on here. And yes, you are. I hope Representative Heather Keeler's not listening, but one of the best guest hosts we have here on Native Roots Radio. We really appreciate you. And we got to get both you guys together and maybe have a guest off.
Absolutely. Or a collaboration.
Perfect. That's better. Hey, thanks again, Big Teeny Gigi. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Honey Chuck Chowee.
Honey Tuck Chowee. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break with Bob Blake from Red Lake. Oh.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Bonjour. Hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions, from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers, or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. With concrete and masonry adding substantial value to your home, it's always a great idea to repair your sidewalks or just add a beautiful new patio. Cracks or heaving in your sidewalks due to tree roots can be dangerous. Native Concrete and Masonry has helped clients across the metro to make their outdoor space safer and helped increase the value to their homes. For patios, sidewalks, driveways, or garage slabs, go to nativeconcretemasonry.com.
You may have seen a certain truck in videos being shared on social media. How about the truth? I have yet to see any video of that truck outperforming the Toyota Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota. I've driven Sienna since 2006. They handle the highways great, handle back roads, and handle 3 inches of snow a lot easier than the so-called super truck. Plus, my Sienna Hybrid is super fuel efficient, tows great, has enough room for tons of gear, and doesn't look like it was drawn by a six-year-old. Sienna wins! Test drive the top of its class Sienna today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh. Hey, we're here with our friend Bob Lake from Red Lake. You guys have to say that real quick once. And then also Solar Bear with the Solar News. And before we get going, Bob, I want to congratulate you on another award. I feel like I'm every time you get an award, I feel like I got an award. So congratulations.
Yeah, that was from the World Resources Institute and the Basel's Earth Fund around the electrification of, you know, the EV charging network. And, you know, they mentioned the training of the Returning Citizens Initiative with the inmates on solar installations in the prison system. And they were just talking about all this stuff. And I was like, you know, it's hard too, right, Robert, because the seven grandfather the seven grandfather teachings and everything. It's like you got to have humility and you can't be bragging. Right. You know, it's like it's so hard for our people, right? But I know that we have to let people know that we're still here and everything. But it's I just like have so much hard time with that. But I do appreciate it, and I do feel great that they want to recognize work. And I've gotten some great contacts out there for some more work to happen. With the electric school buses for the kids around tribal country. And, you know, this is turning into now a national, you know, effort around the charging stations and the electric bikes and the glow in the dark bike pass that we want to do in tribal country. And all the stuff that's happening has just been really crazy. And so I'm really getting some folks that are really excited to support this work. And I'm very appreciative of those foundations, such as the Basel's Earth Fund and others out there that want to help Solar Bear, Native Sun, implement all this stuff. So, thank you, Robert. I really do appreciate it.
It's amazing. You know, we don't talk about your brother a lot, but I know Bill would be busting his buttons if he were still with us. And I believe he is still with us.
It was Bill that, you know, I thought I was going to be a cop. I just thought I was going to be a cop. I thought I was going to be a cop like Bill. I thought that's what I was going to do with my life. And then, they were like, hey, Bob, we're going to hire you, but we don't have money right now. So you're going to have to just find something else to do for a while. And I went back to school and took a course on renewable energy and got hooked. And the rest is history. And I was like, I can't stop this. I don't want to be a cop anymore. I think there's other ways to help our people and consequently the planet. And mm-hmm. I just felt like this was just a far more righteous cause to dedicate my life to. And so I'm so happy, though, Robert, to this day. Not that I wouldn't want to serve the people of Minneapolis and be a police officer, do the same things that my brother and my uncle and my cousin, Bob, Robert Thunder, out there right now, patrolling the streets of Minneapolis right now. You know, big shout out to him and for all the great work that he does. But you know, there's, I just love what I do, and I'm so happy, Robert, that I found this path in my life. And I'm so thankful to the creator that he put this in front of me. So,
Just think I hired you for a weekend too, made you drive to Iowa and hand out t-shirts to people I didn't want you to hand them out to. And we had press passes and what was yours? Key Grip or Best Boy?
I was Best Boy, wasn't I? Oh, I thought I was Best Boy. I think I was Best Boy. I was like, we had such a good time, though.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how, like, you know, the studio, like, we started this, like, you told me to come on in the studio. We're like, can you just talk about renewable energy and climate change and environmental justice? And I was like, okay. And we just won it. And it turned into, you know, and everybody just got interested now. And all of you, thank you for listening to the program and supporting all this, because it just has evolved over the years. It's been years now, Robert. And just to see where, like, the solar industry has come, the renewable energy industry, and all this environmental justice work. And, you know, we were talking about all this stuff before it really, you know, I mean, it was happening, but it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? The way it is now.
It's, well, it's a steroid. This is our eighth year and you were on the first year. So
yeah. I can't believe. And Robert, which I think is a perfect segue into the brand new solar data sheet, Robert. This just came out and this is put out by the Solar Energy Industry Association. I just want to give some statistics out there, Robert. There are 263,883 people across Turtle Island, right across the country, United States right now, that are employed by the solar industry. And I think that's incredible. I remember when this thing was down in like the, you know, 90,000 range or something. Yeah. Like I remember
That was a big deal at 90,000.
Exactly. Today, over 6% of U.S. electricity comes from solar energy, almost six times its share a decade ago. A decade ago, Robert. This was 2 years. I mean, this is 2 years before, like, you know, the program started doing this together. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how far this has come. I just think that's incredible. Number of businesses in the U.S., 10,000 plus businesses. So everyone, you know, your dollars do matter and who you spend them with. And with those corporations that are switching to renewable energy, they need to lead the way. And we need to be able to spend our dollars at those places that are doing this. And just let me just give you a few. Meta is number one. Amazon is number two. Apple is number three. Walmart is four. Microsoft is five. Target is six. Cargill is seven. Remember Cargill, everybody. That's going to come up in a future conversation. I'm just throwing that out there, everybody. Kaiser Permanente, AB Anheuser-Busch, and EVOS North America. So those are the top 10 corporate users of renewable energy. There is enough solar energy installed in the U.S. to power 36.1 million households. In 2023, a new solar project was installed every 39 seconds.
Yeah.
Every 39 seconds, everyone. Carbon emissions reduced 222 million metric tons annually, equivalent to 53 million vehicles off the road, 25 billion gallons of gas not used, everyone. So remember, the whole concept of the Electric Tribal Nation project, right, or the EV project, was to explain to the fossil fuel industry that, you know, they can build these pipelines, right? But, you know, they're going to win the battle, but they're not going to win the war, right? And this is a perfect example of this happening because 25 billion gallons of gas is not used. 3.7 billion trees planted. This is the equivalent of shutting 57 coal-fired plants, Robert. In 2023, solar became the first renewable technology in 80 years to make up the majority of additions to the U.S. grid, accounting for 55% of all new generating capacity. This is remarkable how much this technology, Robert, has come down in price. This is on par with natural gas. And I mean, this is going to be the future for the country. And we can put solar everywhere. Anyone can learn how to do this. And that's the exciting thing. It's so democratic. And so that's why I love doing this work. And Robert, that is the Solar Bear with the Solar News.
Big Peeny Geegee. Thanks.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They got a special deal going on. Sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.